Deputy Thomas Pringle, you've criticised the government recently, saying they've missed opportunities to manage supports for people due to the rising energy costs. What do you think the government could have done better to help people?
Well, I think the government could have been a lot more proactive. Obviously, the price of fuel is going to increase because of external factors that the government couldn't control. That's fair enough. But the government was aware of this, and they could have been talking to the oil companies, the gas companies, and say, look, hold off your increases. We get this decision from the EU to reduce the VAT to see whether that would have an impact. And indeed, even the government, we do have, people may find it hard to believe, but we do have actually stocks of oil and storage in the country here for emergency situations. Surely they could have released those stocks to keep the fuel prices down and restocked themselves where the government would carry that cost rather than the individuals. You know, so I think they could have done more. It's clear that from the statements of the Minister for Enterprise, Eamon Ryan, during the week, said that he knew that this was coming and was doing nothing on it. And I think that's completely wrong, and it's not what the government should be doing at this stage.
And you also criticised the €200 credit given out to every householder in Ireland. Do you think that could have been better targeted to support those who needed it more?
Absolutely, no doubt. It could have been. Look, you know, and they talk about that they didn't have time to do this. They announced a €200. They announced €100 first of all on the fuel energy costs back in October. And then it became €200 as the crisis deepened. And they said that they didn't have time to actually tailor it to make it hit the target the people that really need it. But surely in those 5 or 6 months, they could have devised a scheme that could have came up with that, and they could have implemented that scheme. Rather, we see now people who own multiple holiday homes, people who are multimillionaires, will benefit to the tune of €200 off every ESB bill that they have. And the government said there's nothing they can do about that.